Hi there, Bridge family, and anyone who may be listening or watching. My name's Charlie Bethman. I'm an associate pastor here at the Bridge Church. I'd like to share with you a story and fill in some gaps for people who don't know the calling as a pastor. It's one in which started 30 years ago, and I'll fill in those blanks, but I just want to share sort of the origin here at the Bridge. 10 years ago, on June 10th, 2008, I was born again. Changed by the grace of God, altered by His Holy Spirit, filled and absolutely convinced that He was my Lord. It was a huge change in my life. It was the change. It's the only change that's worth experiencing that will go forever. But anyways, right after that, I prayed and I just got into the Word. I was alone and I didn't have a church home. I didn't even, hadn't been to church in years. But I prayed, and the Lord led me to the Bridge Church. I was living in Easton, Maryland, 35 minutes the other direction after I was going to a church that I could walk in 5 minutes. And I knew it was His voice. I knew it was His calling. It wasn't the place where I thought He'd take me, and it was seemed inconvenient and not practical. But you know what? When you've met the Lord, you're going to do what He says, and you'll be full of joy. So anyways, as I come to the church, I get baptized. I share with Pastor Jeff, and he asked me to pray. Charlie, pray and ask where God's going to place you in this church. And that was kind of a question that I'd never been asked before. And I'll be honest with you, all I wanted to do was walk with Jesus. I didn't care about having a role in the church. I just wanted to get closer and closer to Him. So I did what He said, and nothing was happening. I didn't hear anything from the Lord. And about 2 months later, I was with Pastor Jeff in his car, and we were driving somewhere. And he had said to me, "So Charlie, what has the Lord shown you where you should be and what you should do?" And I said, "Pastor Jeff, absolutely nothing except for one thing." And he says, "What's that?" He says, "Be by your side, pray for you, be there for you, stick by you, learn from you." And that was what I heard. And for the next 10 years, that's what I've done. And by golly, the Lord has done a work in my heart. I started to just be immersed, learning the Word of God, watching the truth being preached without hesitation or apology, seeing how God was working. It was one in which was different than I was used to, but you know, when you have the Holy Spirit, the Word will match with the Spirit, and it was just the best. As I was walking with the Lord, it was His grace that placed me into the praise band. It was His grace that placed me into the leadership of the praise band. It was His grace that called me to read the Word and want to desire to hear His voice. That I was led into doing an AIT with Pastor Jeff and hearing the voice of God. Later on, it was Him who drew me into leadership as an elder, and they were going against what I would ever thought I would be doing or wanting to do. 2.5 years ago, I got a call from Pastor Jeff. I'd preached a couple sermons, and Pastor Jeff asked me, he called me up. I was in Easton with my wife, Marie. I just preached Philemon, the book of Philemon. And I was just love going and being alone after a sermon, because it's just God just comforting me, showing me things. And it was just a joy. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call from Pastor Jeff while I was walking down the streets of Easton. And Pastor Jeff said, "Charlie, I just want you to know that I want to share something with you, that the eldership and leadership has seen that you're doing the role of a pastor right now." I was stunned, overwhelmed, and as he was sharing that, I was actually afraid as well. I was afraid what he was going to ask me next, and he said, "Would you pray and consider being ordained as a pastor?" I'd never been to seminary. I hadn't ever thought about it, but I have to tell you something. About 10 minutes later or so, the Lord reminded me of something that happened to me 25 years early, and this is what I want to share and fill the gaps in. When I was a little boy, I knew God had called me into medicine. I won't go through that story, but I was certain of it. In college, I pursued pre-medicine, but I didn't do well. My grades weren't good. I kind of just left that on the mantle. I became a salesman in Tennessee, running from the call of medicine. I finally got accepted into George Washington University and Duke University in the PA program. But before I did, I was involved with a church. It was an evangelical church off the University of Maryland campus. And I was really running hard with a zeal for the Lord. Retrospectively, and I can tell you now, However, I wasn't transformed by the Lord. I wasn't a Christian. It became apparent. But we were up in Towson State University, and we were doing 2 days of evangelism. As I was riding back in my car, I was overwhelmed by the presence of God. There was a song that came on, "Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow." And I sensed the presence of God in my car saying, "Charlie, I'm calling you to be a pastor." I was at peace with it because I knew it was Him, though I hadn't yet been born again. It's sort of like Samuel coming in and anointing David before he was made king decades later. But I immediately the next morning knew the reality of what had happened, and I went and told my parents, "I'm dropping the medicine books. I'm going after the Lord. I'm going to be a preacher." They were frantic and scared. They said, "You're gone off the rocker." They said, "Please talk to a preacher." So I went to the Weems Creek Baptist Church preacher. His name was Roland Smith. And he said, "Charlie, this is a calling. You got to make sure." I said, "No, I know I've been called." And so I was just on my way to do that. But funny, I was getting ready for my Duke University interview, and I started to panic. I was tormented. I was scared. And what I realized later on, that I truly wasn't born again. Could this really be a call? So anyways, as Pastor Jeff called me 2.5 years ago to tell me about the calling, the Lord immediately, right afterwards, said, "Charlie, I did call you. I called you 25 years ago." And He made that clear to me. He said, "It's not the elders, it's not the pastor that's called you, it's Me." And with that affirmation, and would you believe that song, "Where He Leads Me, I Would Follow," came on within minutes while I was in Easton, and the Lord just blessed me. It's a role and something I can tell you can only come from God. No one can imitate or be what God hasn't called them to be unless He has. It's been the hardest, most wonderful thing to do that. I get to be a part of a family that I know independent that God has to show me what to do. He's got to teach me. We've learned about discipling, and I have been discipled by, I would say, the 21st century Paul, our pastor Jeff. I've never seen a man labor so much in love for his flock and be on his knees to hear from God. It's taught me the same. I've never been longer in places of seeking God and totally dependent. So I just want to tell you that maybe most people don't know that story, and it was a calling from the Lord. And I was the worst of sinners in the world, and I'm more than happy to share my testimony with anybody. But I want to encapsulate what I just shared from what Paul wrote in 1 Timothy, because this reminds me of me, the worst of sinners. It goes like this. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because He considered me faithful, putting me into service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus." It's a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I was the foremost of all. "Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate His perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in Him for eternal life." I've had the greatest mercy, that God had showed the greatest patience when I was in the deepest, darkest pit of sin, that He would rescue me, and then the most unbelievable mercy. And only by His grace can I walk as a pastor to help feed His sheep. And that's the story of the calling to be a pastor. And I love all of you. And call me for anything, and I'll share the rest of the testimony. Amen.